like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, inside the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes, no.
The Don and Mike Show.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, 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 and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Is Buzz wearing a bra? Well, we'll find out. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, Buzz, let me mention.
Yes.
He's wearing. I'm just staring at him. What's he wearing?
He's got a bra.
It's a bra. It's a red bra.
Why are you wearing a red bra?
Never done the news in a bra before.
He's wearing.
Really? Why, Buzz?
Why haven't I done the news?
No,
in
no.
A bra
why
before?
Are you doing the news today?
Well, it was here, and I thought, you know, it'd be interesting.
I noticed it right away because it's red, and he's wearing a white top.
Right.
He's wearing a white blouse. Tonight.
Really? Yeah. Why are you wearing
that? You know, just to make you laugh, really.
And you know, and
now I'm self-conscious, and I got to take
no,
it
no,
off.
No, put it back on. No, put it back on.
But wear it the right way. Why don't you wear it underneath?
Well, I could do that. It's going to take a minute.
Take your shirt off.
And put the bra on and wear it the right way.
I've got to take off my headphones.
All right.
He's going to take his shirt off. Don't wear the shirt. Take the shirt off.
Take the shirt off and put the bra on. There he goes.
Make sure it's right side up.
This is good.
I've actually never worn a bra to do anything before.
This is good. Bra.
We've never asked him. We didn't ask him to do this.
He was feeling goofy.
No bra will hold me. I haven't got this thing on right.
Wow.
Robbie?
Most newsmen, they're not wearing a bra that fits correctly. And
right.
I think that actually...
There. I think that's better.
That's much better.
That's wonderful.
That's I can't.
Terrific.
How do they hook these things
Hold
in the
on,
back?
I'll send somebody.
That's what I don't get.
Look at his. You've been working out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he was delighted for that request.
Hey, Joe?
No, it's Charlie, the other guy.
Oh, hi, Charlie. I'm sorry. I'm laughing too much at Buzz. I know you don't want to do this job. Would you send Joe in to strap Buzz's bra?
Classic.
Yeah, I'd be glad to, but I'm concerned this might hurt his credibility as a newsman.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, hold on. Right. Away.
Thank you.
I can't reach the clasp.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Buzz. Don't worry.
This is the most.
We're as shocked by this as you, ladies.
This is a shocking development on the show.
Actually,
it's been goofy.
Yeah, there's a bra laying around, and I thought, you know, we'd come back from break, and you guys would get a chuckle on it. We'd move on. Joe, can you hook me?
Look at Joe. Joe's going to clasp it.
Joe, hey Joe, how's it look over there? Joe, can you hear me?
It won't make it.
It won't.
It won't fit.
Pull it tight, Joe.
Hey, Joe, I bet you're a lot better at taking them off, huh?
There we go.
Yeah.
Think you would have done this without the Levitra?
Hey, Joe.
He's here. He's here.
Joe, describe to everybody what you see.
Buzz seems to be wearing an A cup bra.
Where did
really
we get
use a B? But.
Where did we get the bra from, Buzz?
I don't know. I think, you know, one of our hijinks, one of our earlier shows, and some nice young lady left
it here. We used to have him up here. We used to have him as decoration, and then some weekender took him down.
No, I think what happened was one of the yellow ties came in.
Oh, really?
And they said you can't have bras up in the studio.
I think it was, I think it might have been a Goss issue.
Yeah, I think it was Bonnie Goss.
Oh, this is Pat Goss. I don't understand why she's taking them down B&E products.
It also had to do with that video we all had to watch.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Right.
Well, I ask you, Charlie, what the hell is this? Look in the next studio.
Is this in the video?
You know, there's nobody better on the show to wear a bra than Buzz. I think he looks fantastic.
Even better than Rob?
It's so.
I really think he looks better. Rob, I'm,
I feel
no
surprisingly
offense.
Comfortable.
Hey, none taken.
Right. It is so. It is so out of left field with Buzz.
It is.
I mean, so unexpected.
Maybe Buzz is out on the sidewalk tomorrow saying, look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
I don't think so.
That's what Charlie wants, though.
Buzz is wearing a bra.
Yes.
With no shirt.
Right.
He's wearing just as his brassiere.
To do the news in.
To do the news.
Yeah. Very good.
imagine on Thursday, we're giving away ringside tickets and a meet. Now, you know what? I can't.
You want me to put the shirt back on?
I'll tell you, the ladies are starting to get all a buzz in the.
Hey,
come on, girls. You want to come in and see Buzz in his bra?
Go bring the girls back.
Bring the ladies in, Rob. Let them all come down here and take a look at Buzz in his bra.
Imagine Thursday, you could win ringside tickets and a meet and greet with your favorite WWE wrestler from Monday Night Raw at MCI Center, Monday, September 22nd. Catch all the action and excitement of WWE. 25 of your favorite WWE superstars will give away ringside tickets and a meet and greet with your favorite wrestler. We'll do that on Thursday's episode.
I can only hope it's as good as seeing a newsman do the news in a bra. And extra, extra, women of WJFK, pop right in here and see the man, the newsman, the amazing newsman doing the news in a bra.
Go to Buzz's side, though. Don't come in the room where Mike and I are. Go to Buzz's room.
Yes.
And directly look at him.
Get them all together, Rob.
In a bra. For no apparent reason.
Just because he wanted to.
It's a comedy show.
I know.
Well, they're coming in here now. We've got...
No, the girls go in there. Look
Joan
at
and Robbie are going to check you out. There,
Jayla.
Take a look. Jayla.
Jayla. What do you think? Get on the microphone.
She quickly looked away.
Jayla, yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, having seen many men in my lifetime in bras, Buzz looks good. It fits him well.
Thank there you. You go.
I'm really
now Robbie's in back here. Yeah. Robbie, what do you think?
Robbie, will you come? Oh, Robbie's actually in the studio.
Great.
Thank you. There you go.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank
you.
Fantastic.
You know, you're very sturdy up front.
There you go.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
I think they love it. The word is in.
Jayla, do you have your strap on with you?
I do not.
You do not.
That I shall say adieu.
A boy can dream.
Wow. Fantastic.
Bye.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, because I think that, you know, if she had it, Buzz wants to be taken.
And it's too bad because Jayla hardly ever goes anywhere without her strap on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. For just for moments just like this.
Now I'm going to be distracted fantasizing.
So anyway.
Jesus.
You know, Buzz.
Yes.
We've tried very hard to manage the time.
To leave time for the news.
When we come to this part of the show, that we have time for the news.
And I pull crap like this.
And now, who do we have to blame today but you?
Nobody but me.
It's you.
It's all on me.
You think you got a real newscast in you?
Well, as close as we're going to get.
Are you paging people?
No. I'm making an emergency call.
To your wife?
Aren't you socializing with the Burbanks this week?
No, that's not off now?
No, I ain't calling my wife.
Oh, okay.
I got news for you. I'm calling your wife.
I see.
Very good.
You think she's there?
Should be.
She should be at home, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, unless she's leaving the country right now.
May just be too ashamed to pick
she
up.
She might actually be, hello?
Hey, Marcia. Hi, it's us.
Oh, she didn't get there in time. It's the annoying answering machine.
That's all right. She'll get past it. Hey, Marcia?
Yeah, I'm here.
As soon as possible.
Your nutty husband, for no reason, is wearing a bra right now.
I heard.
Just a bra.
He has no shirt on, Marcia, and he's wearing a red brassiere.
Do you suppose you could send him home in it?
Hey.
I would like to see him like that.
Very good. Buzz, could you go home with a bra on
it's
tonight?
It's a deal.
Very
it's going to happen.
What is it? Why did he snap today? We're not complaining.
Why today?
We're not complaining. This is a side of Buzz that we've known it's been there.
It's pretty damn fantastic, Marcia, if I do say so myself.
For eons, but why today, do you think?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just the weather.
It is very spring-like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah, well, whatever. It's just, it's disturbing, while at the same time fascinating.
Yes.
And another word I'll throw in, it's just damn ducky.
Ah.
Yeah, it's real good stuff.
And
well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm sorry I can't participate and watch.
You'll see it later.
Oh, fine.
It's guttural. It's...
Why is that doing that?
It's the answering machine from hell.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I want to make sure you were listening to your husband.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. Now we're all right. Sterile.
All right, bye, Marcia.
Bye.
Me a special.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
And now the news.
Hold on a second.
We got a break.
I know we got a break. I know we got a break. Okay. But seriously, and I won't make this call on the air. Would you go write down Buzz's? Buzz, would you write down your family's phone number for me?
My dad's number?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. God knows how much longer we're going to be syndicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity to have Dad hear him do the news in a bra.
And I won't call your dad on the air, I promise.
Oh, it's fine. Either way is fine.
No, Buzz, I respect his privacy. No, I do.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate that.
Hold on a second.
Right. Going Wichita, home of Mr. Burbank, father of Buzz.
Or my stepmom, if she answers.
Or the stepmom.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Because your son's in a bra.
Oh, hold on.
A beautiful red brassiere, and that is your color.
I think so.
It's kind of burgundy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a deep, deep red.
Only thing missing are the matching panties.
Where are they?
Well, I'll tell you, that's when I flee the country.
Oh, yeah, they're missing.
All right, hold on a second.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You can come.
They picked this baby up.
He's going commando again.
Buzz, what's your mom? What's your mother-in-law?
Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
My stepmom.
Hello, Phyllis. Hi, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. You know, the evil show that Buzz works on? Hi. Listen, you're not on the radio. I know that's good. And I don't know if Buzz has told you that we're having problems with our syndication company, Westwood 1. We might not be on in Wichita for a long time.
We might want to tell her he's gone over the deep end.
I wanted to make sure that it's the dinner hour. Maybe you guys aren't listening, but and we're going to go to a break here. But when we come back, you want to turn it on because Michael J. Elston is just wearing a bra. And we didn't ask him to do it. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
I'll say she supports me.
Isn't that sweet?
I'm getting a lot of support today.
Do you support him?
The bra does.
And the bra would be doing that, she says.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want you to know. Can I put you on for a second? You just say hi to him?
Yeah. Fine.
Say hi to Buzz for a second? She'd love to.
Ah, that's very nice.
We're going to put your stepmom on.
I figured she would.
Here we go.
Hello, Phyllis.
Yes, Buzz.
Hi, Phyllis.
Are you very comfortable?
Surprisingly so, actually.
You kind of like the feeling?
Well, I didn't realize they could be this comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're having a great day.
Yeah.
We're not listening to the show today.
Well, it's just as well.
Hey, Phyllis, hold on a second. Thank you for your time. Hold on just a moment, please.
Thank you, Phyllis.
And Buzz, we have to...
In a word, approval.
We have to break.
Very supportive. He's always been behind me.
Hi, it's Don again. We're not on the air. I'm sorry you had to find out this way about him. I'm really sorry you had to find out. Hey, thank you, Phyllis. She said she was glad that I was the one to bring her the news.
She's so sweet.
The news that your beloved stepson is at best a crossdresser.
At best.
And at worst...
completely losing it.
Yeah, a lunatic.
Raving lunatic. Uh-huh.
A lunatic who, read between the lines, get him a blood test.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you should do. Get him a blood test. Get him a total workup.
And maybe consult with her pastor.
Oh, and Mike would like me to first pass along his best wishes. And also, Mike says, contact your pastor. Jesus, remember, Phyllis, Jesus heals.
There you go.
All right, and Jesus loves the little children.
Yeah.
We got to go. Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you.
There she goes.
Your stepmom's a very, very nice lady.
Incredibly sweet.
I was going to offer two words to Phyllis.
Yeah? We are running dangerously late, and it's your fault.
Intervention.
It's your fault. Madonna. You know, all you need is another man in a bra, and you could be Madonna, and somebody else could be Britney. Where's Fez?
Oh, man. Look, give me my shirt back.
He's running down to the studio now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Tonight, join superstars Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Shania Twain, plus more on the Country Music Association Awards, live CBS Tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, do you know how to get to Napa Valley from here?
Napa Valley, California, from New York?
Yeah.
Okay, if I were you, I'd head down 6th Avenue till you hit Bleecker.
Okay, Bleecker, got it.
You're going to see a place called Ottomanelli and Sons Meat Market.
Right.
Go on in and ask for Frank.
Wait, who's Frank?
He's the butcher.
What do I want a butcher for?
T-bones. Got to get a couple of T-bone steaks, some shallots, some butter, a little garlic,
okay,
some
like
lemon. Wait, hold on, hold your horses. Then go on home, grill the steaks with some lemon butter, and open a bottle of Beringer.
Oh.
Personally, I'd go with the Napa Valley Merlot.
Uh-huh.
It's like Napa.